Hello, hello. All the clock's ticking. I'm Chris. This is Max. He cooks sausages. I eat them. I don't think it shows. I'll hand over to him, and he'll tell you the first bit about some of the playthings we've done with social media.
I've had a restaurant on Walton Street for 7 years, and what I was keen to do when the restaurant closed less than a month ago was maintain the brand using social media. I was one of the first people in, first restaurateurs in Oxford to start playing with Foursquare, trying to see if we could lead sort of trade in that way. Aiming to keep the brand alive when the restaurant closed and creating excitement about a new format, my aim was to bring the pop-up restaurant scene to Oxford using the humble sausage and also build a new audience using Twitter, using Foursquare, trying to get people excited and determine where a new restaurant was going to be. And then every time you move a restaurant or pop-up, you can alert people using Foursquare or Twitter. Core regulars are about 70% of students, so we were kind of thinking that a lot of those were going to be Twitter users, Foursquare users, and pioneers of the e-world.
So, I used to eat in Max's restaurant, was very upset when it happened, when it closed, and I thought we should really try and see if social media could do for sausages what the mobile did for raves, and raves were essentially pop-up nightclubs. So, first of all, we built an audience by building suspense. Note, fuck off big clock that says when the thing's going to pop up. That is a technical term, by the way. We then also set up a new Twitter account to see if we could try and find out who the core fans were, and built up the audience for that quite nicely. Then we drew some pretty graphs of it. So the overlap, which is the core audience that follows both Max himself and the pop-up, is about 327, and 9 people from that came to the pop-up. 2.5%, I think that's a woo for social media there, even though it's a tiny little blip just about there. That is to scale. So the next thing we did was we decided we'd do some playful experiences. The first one of which is a sort of take on the old game of pin the tail on a donkey, which is called pin the sausage on the map. I think you can see what I did there. It's cunning, isn't it? So you move the map pin around where you think the pop-up's going to land. It then says, good guess, invites you to spam your friends. I mean, tell your friends on Twitter. And you can win sausages if you're the closest. Now, 72 people played on Twitter, 267 guesses. 3 of those people came to the pop-up, so we're already starting to learn who the core fans are. 2 minutes to go away. And what could we have done better? The game could have been more social, could have possibly have a slightly better game mechanic. We talked about letting people see where their friends had suggested. But the core analysis was people will play on Twitter for sausages. So we did some crowdsourcing and gamification in here, because I love those words always. So actually out of it, what we got was some really nice clean data, because we didn't tell people where their friends thought. So there was no wisdom of crowds or idiocy of the masses or anything like that. We did find that some people were finding empty spaces where the restaurant could go. But most of all, there's a map that now suggests where it should go, because clearly people want it to pop up near them. That's what we can assess from this. So Cowley Road, good. Central Town, good. Summertown, quite good. So some suggestions. Anyway, that did rather well. So we thought we'd do a childish thing with Facebook called Sausage Face. I'll give you a little demonstration of what it did. There we go. Here comes the sausage. Whee! It's on the Mona Lisa. Win. Here we go. Henry VIII, much better with sausages. Oh, bit abstract, that one. Bit harder. Yes, Olympia wants a sausage. Magritte always better. Don't scream, have a sausage. And then finally, the postman is happy. So, and then you could frame it. I do watch lots of kids' television. And then share it on Facebook. So, we thought that was fun. No, only 27 people on Facebook played it. So not quite as viral as we thought for Facebook. So, oops. So what could we do better? We could make it personal. It's actually quite tricky. We picked artworks very carefully, ones that were full on. And then we started doing some fun stuff with booking via Twitter. So Max.
Again, trying to get people to engage using Twitter. And if you've got a Twitter follower, as a restaurateur, if you've got a Twitter follower who is tweeting visible to all of its following that it's booking a table at a restaurant, then you know that you're not only creating marketing, but you're getting a follower to market for you, which is quite authentic and cool. So Monsieur Thorpe set up a random tweet or a template tweet saying how many people, where and what time, and millions of people used it.
That's not bad. See, I'd say three's not bad, actually. Five nights only. It's a pop-up restaurant. It's at Oxford Brookes. It's the arse end of nowhere, really. Buses go there, not much else. So I think, actually, three's not a bad hit rate. Remember, we had sort of 327 core followers. So I think, you know, it's almost 1%. So what can we do? More games, make them more social. Key thing, actually, that we're starting to do is build a closer relationship with the audience. I think longer-term things like Foursquare treasure hunts might be fun, and long-form playfulness, and more sausages. And I think all too often, oh, it's flashing, you see all these social media campaigns with no analytics at all, and ours is clearly not statistically significant by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a start. So there we go. Thank you very much.